VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Comedian and political novice Volodymyr Zelensky defeated incumbent President Petro Poroshenko in Ukraine's first round of presidential elections, according to exit polls on Sunday. That leads the two candidates into a runoff election. Zelensky plays the role of a president in a television comedy series. He was projected to win more than 30% of the vote. The Central Election Commission said Poroshenko, who's been in power since 2014, wins about 18% of the vote. If no candidate ends up winning more than half of the votes, the election will proceed to a runoff to be held on April 21st. Polls have closed in Turkey's nationwide local elections, a vote expected to be the toughest that Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has ever faced, with the control of the capital, Ankara, and Istanbul at risk. With the economy in recession and soaring inflation, economic concerns were first and foremost on many voters' minds. Istanbul is Turkey's largest city and the country's financial capital. According to opinion polls, the election there was too close to call. Erdogan's AK party has controlled the city for more than 15 years. Voters who were not given the chance to take part in Congo's presidential election because of the Ebola epidemic and violence cast legislative ballots Sunday amid continuing resentment. Residents in eastern Congo's cities of Beni and Butembo were not included in the January presidential vote. At the time, government officials said the decision was made because of Ebola, although the current outbreak remains a threat, with the number of cases still increasing this past week. Voters had to wash their hands before entering polling stations on Sunday. This is VOA News. Arab solidarity and joint efforts to confront political and economic crises were the main topics of discussion at the 30th annual Summit of Arab Leaders Sunday in the Tunisian resort town of Carthage. Iranian behavior across the region, along with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and the Syrian crisis, were also major topics of debate. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Saudi King Salman told the gathering the top issues confronting the region are Iranian meddling in the affairs of many Arab states, as well as the unresolved conflict in Syria. He says Iran's aggressive regional behavior represents a threat to international agreements and must be dealt with by the international community. He adds the recent U.S. decision to recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights highlights the need for a solution to the Syrian conflict that guarantees the country's unity.
On his second and final day in Morocco, Pope Francis sought to encourage greater interactions between Christians and Muslims in the nation, telling his flock that showing the country's Muslim majority that they are part of the same human family will help stamp out extremism. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Speaking to a small Christian minority in a cathedral in Rabat, Francis encouraged nuns and priests in Morocco not to attempt to convert Muslims, but to engage in dialogue and charity in order to open the gates of communication and understanding. In this way, you will unmask and lay bare every attempt to exploit differences and ignorance in order to sow fear, hatred and conflict, he said. Proselytism is a sensitive topic in religious discourse in the North African majority Muslim nation of 36 million, even though Christians, Muslims and Jews have coexisted peacefully here for centuries. I'm Karen Chamas.
A rainstorm swept through southern Nepal on Sunday, leaving at least 25 people dead and hundreds more injured. Security forces have been alerted. Rescue and helicopters with night vision capabilities were waiting for the weather to clear to help bring the injured from the villages. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, a possible Democratic challenger to President Trump in the 2020 election, denied Sunday that he acted inappropriately following allegations from a former Nevada lawmaker that he unexpectedly touched her shoulders and kissed her hair at a political rally in 2014. Lucy Flores said that Biden came up to her very unexpectedly and out of nowhere. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.